And good morning, Vancouver. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, broadcasting from the campus of UBC. I am Jason, and you are here Wednesday morning, September the 12th, listening to Tweets and Tunes, where you can hear all of your local music with an extra flair and focus on social media, what bands are doing on the web, what fans are doing on the web, and how they're all interacting. We've got a great show for you today. We're going to be talking some social media happenings going on right now. And, of course, a bit of a somber day as the world seems to be unsettled again with attacks on the U.S. consulate in Libya. And in Cairo, obviously you're going to have to see how that plays out now over the next couple of days. Hopefully everyone gives peace a chance. I got some great birthdays today, as well as anniversary of the sad passing of a music legend, which we will talk about a little later. But let's start off the morning on a positive note with a little Girls Would Kill and Look Rich, Talk Cheap.
Thank you. Rifflandia is back for its fifth year from September 13th to 16th. Rifflandia will be taking over downtown Victoria with nine stages and almost 120 bands, from Cake, Band of Skulls, to The Flaming Lips, The Head in the Heart, Mother Mother, and so much more music that will go all day long. There are also activities for kids in Kidlandia, as well as Artlandia, a bike check-in, a beer garden, and food vendors. For more information on the lineup, scheduling, and tickets, check out rifflandia.com.
Wednesday mornings on CITR from 8 to 10 a.m. It's the Suburban Jungle Show with your radio host, DJ Jack Velvet. Thrills, chills, excitement, and music. That's the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10 on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can also catch this show, streaming and podcast, at www.jackvelvet.net. Don't miss the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesdays 8 to 10, 101.9 FM, CITR.
All right, and we're back on CITR. Kicked off the show with Girls Would Kill from their album Bloodshed, and that was Look Rich, Talk Cheap, followed by Purity Ring from their album Shrines, and the song Lofty Cries, and we end that off with a band that I saw on Saturday night at the Media Club. That was Bear Mountain. They had their CD release party. Their album XO, and that was the song Two Step. They were on stage with Tyrannahorse was there as well. Actually, really, really good night of music. A whole great weekend of music at the Media Club. The O'Wells were there, Good for Grapes, Old Mare. Cobra Ramon was playing on Sunday. It was a pantheon of music greatness at the Media Club this weekend. So, often talking about, you know, I was talking to a couple of the artists there, and we were talking about how they disseminate their music to the masses, and found a really neat project online. If you go to coexist.thexx.info, the band Double X had their new album being released, Coexist, and it was just released yesterday. But what they did, and you know, I'm always interested in how bands get their music out to their fans, to the world, and obviously social media is playing a very prominent role in that, to the point that, you know, anyone can put a CD on the internet and get it out to, you know, hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands, millions of people, depending on how viral it goes. And it was really neat what the Double X's did. So they released their album to one fan via a website and then gave that fan the ability to share that album with other people through Facebook and through Twitter. And so if you go to the website again, it's coexist, coexist.thexx.info. So coexist.thexx.info. And they've got a graphic up, and you can see where it started on September 3rd, 2012, up until the CD release yesterday, September 11th. And you'll have a little track, and it'll show how this album spread around the world, starting off with one listener. It's pretty incredible, not only that, you know, they had that much success, but just the idea behind it, that they would freely share their music that way and then send it out via one of their fans. So a really neat project if you're an artist or a band looking for different opportunities to get your music out there. I would highly recommend that you check that out. Just a really, really neat project. What else we got going on? Got some great birthdays today. One of my favorites, and I know one of my son's favorites, has a birthday. It didn't have a birthday.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
That's right. Officer Johnny Cash passed away 9 years ago today.
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps a-rolling on down to San Antonio. When I was just a baby, my mama.
Yeah, there's, regardless of what kind of show you're on or what kind of medium you're into, there's really never a bad time to play any Johnny Cash, in my mind. So let's play another song here. This is from a local Vancouver band called Mob Machine. I believe this is the very first time that their songs are going to be played on the airwaves, so I know the guys are pretty excited. But a neat band. I think only one of them is from Vancouver, and the rest are from around the world, including Buenos Aires, I believe, down in South America. So if you like The Cult, you like your GNR, your Slash, definitely a band that you're going to want to listen to. They've got an EP coming out very soon, but you can find them on Facebook and on Twitter as well under Mob Machine if you want to hear more of their music. So let's kick it off with their song, Black Rose.
My love for her keeps crawling high. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Radio for crazy people and the elderly. Oh, yeah.
All right, we are back on CITR. As you just heard, radio not just for crazy people and the elderly, for Vancouverites as well. Maybe that was somewhat redundant. Okay, you heard off the top there, that was Mob Machine and their song Black Rose. And then Slap Me With a Kazoo and Call Me Susie. That was Tyrannahorse with Rumble Tumble from their EP Garbage Bears. And ended that all off with One Life Animal from the album Sleep and His Older Brother Death. And their song Can't Unlearn. Yes, this day indeed. So back to a little more internet and artists talk. Interesting situation for those of you who are familiar with Amanda Palmer, also known as Amanda F. Palmer. Interesting happenings here. So Amanda Palmer does kind of classical orchestral music with a band, definitely a bit of an edge to it. And so to get funding for their new album, many of you will be familiar with the website Kickstarter. And Kickstarter, for the most part, is been used by companies, technology companies, looking at raising capital without actually going public. So they go online and they'll offer their product, or they'll offer shirts, little trinkets, or actual finished product of what they're trying to build for supporters. So you go online and you donate money, and as long as they hit their goal and they're actually able to put the product together, you know, you'll get your product, your X-ray vision glasses or your t-shirt. But it started to be used by more and more artists and bands now to raise capital to get in to record their music for tours. So Amanda Palmer goes online and sets a $100,000 goal. And, you know, some of the things they're offering is a digital download of the album, some VIP packages as far as have a donut with Amanda Palmer backstage at one of her shows, some limited edition vinyls of their latest recordings. And it takes off quite well. She surpasses her $100,000 goal and reached it on May 31st and actually raised $1,192,793. So definitely a success with respects to going out to the public, to fans, and raising that capital for their tour coming up. So, but it took a little turn for the worse. I'm not sure after she raised almost $1.2 million how upset she is about it. But when you go to her website, and that is amandapalmer.net, she puts a call out to artists and musicians in the cities that she's going to visit, and basically asking people, saying, hey, you know what, if you can play and, you know, you've had more than a fifth grade lesson, but if you consider yourself a musician, they're looking for horns, they're looking for strings, and, you know, they're looking for musicians to join them in the specific cities that they're going to be in. For whatever reason, they don't have enough musicians to travel with them, whatever the case is. And they offered it under the guise that, hey, come on by, play with us live on stage. You know, we'll give you free beer and some hugs. And this created a huge backlash from artists. It's funny, and, you know, I guess fair enough to Amanda Palmer. Kudos for leaving these comments up on her blogs. But, you know, 17 hours ago, a day ago, back to a couple of days ago, you can see these artists lashing out at Amanda Palmer. And here's one of the comments. from a professional musician. This was posted about 17 hours ago. As a professional orchestral musician, I'm offended by this. We have enough problems fighting the boards and business organizations in control of our paychecks that believe we shouldn't be paid for a fair living wage. Now we have to defend our work to other musicians. I had a pair of tickets to your Detroit show. Count me out. I hope to see an apology or retraction, Miss Palmer. Another comment. It's beyond unprofessional and just sad that you as a musician are asking for experienced musician and the skills and talents they bring and are not paying them. We have bills, debt, and want to have a fulfilling career as well, just like the visual artists, web designers, bands, etc., that you are paying. Musicians deserve a share in any financial compensation being given. And that makes me very upset. I'm a longtime fan. So yeah, so people are quite upset, and I think probably with good reason, that you go on to Kickstarter, you raise $1.2 million for your tour, and then you're asking musicians to come out basically for a show that you're being paid for and perform gratis for a beer and hugs. So interesting. Again, I don't know that she's worried too much by that after raising her $1.2 million and having a bunch of sold-out concert dates, but it's interesting. It almost seems like a situation of eating your young, that you would go to your fans and fellow musicians to raise money and then ask them to work for free when you're getting paid. So interesting times. I guess what happens when you make it big time. But, I'm always encouraged by seeing the local bands here. And I love the fact that a lot of the bands that we get out to see, they've got day jobs. You know, they're working hard to pay and live the dream that they can one day make music for a living. And here's a band that I hadn't heard of before, but I got the opportunity to see for the first time at the Media Club on Friday. And this is a band called Badger Child and their song, Carry You.
Carry you to black as the storm blocks out the day. If I told you a story, would you hold it underwater? I could swim through the words that you read.
Study and Go Abroad Fair, Canada's largest international university and student travel fair, is back in town. Another great opportunity to meet face-to-face with top universities from around the world to start planning your trip abroad. Exhibitors will be showcasing programs in law, medicine, health sciences, arts, and so much more. Mark Saturday, September 22nd on your calendar and come down to the Vancouver Convention Center. Doors open at 1 p.m., but come early at noon to catch our guest speaker. Check www.studyandgoabroad.com for more information and to pre-register online.
There are a lot of things you're not allowed to grow in your basement in Vancouver. Vegetables are not one of those things.
SPEC and the YWCA are excited to introduce the Urban Farmer Field School. The UFFS provides hands-on training in sustainable agriculture, small farm business planning, and community food action.
Class instructors are experts in urban agriculture, food systems, and plant mind control. The integrated curriculum is divided between classroom theory and practical learning.
For more information, please visit the interweb and search for Farmer Field School at spec.bc.ca.
And we're back. CITR, you just heard Badger Child with their song Carry You, a single release, and Bow and Antler from their album Gather Frolic and their song Barbara Bud. Who doesn't like a little fiddle and banjo first thing in the morning? We posted on our Facebook page. That's you can find us at facebook.com/tweetsandtunes. The link to Amanda Palmer's blog requesting professional musicians to play at her upcoming gigs, and then as well all the comments below. So if you would like, come and comment. You can comment on our Facebook page as to your thoughts, whether she's being uber slimy or just giving professional musicians an opportunity to showcase their talents. You can also respond to us on Twitter with hashtag
tweets and tunes. So send us your thoughts. We'll talk about them on air and discuss your thoughts. And coming up now, a band that I mistakenly said was playing live at lunch last week. But alas, they were not. No one more surprised than myself when they weren't there, because they weren't supposed to be. We got Sleuth coming up from their album Brave Knew Nothing. We Are Not Friends Yet. And today, live at lunch at the AMS, you can stop by the sub here at UBC and out on the north end. You can find one of my favorite bands. Capital Six is going to be live in the square playing their tunes, and it's going to be a great show, so be sure to come down and check them out. That's going to be live from noon to one, and we'll be broadcasting that here. So, without further ado, Sleuth.
Each other.
right, and we're back on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And that was a live performance by Lisa's Hotcakes, Don't Want You Back, from the May 6th Girls Rock Camp fundraiser at Café du Soleil, which I believe is French for the Two Soleils, or maybe Two Suns, or Spanish. Who knows? So there we go. And we played that simply because Lisa's Hotcakes gave us a shout out on Twitter and said, thanks for letting us know Tyrannahorse was coming up. And we like to say, Lisa's Hotcakes, thanks for listening and watching our Twitter feed. Before that, you heard Parlevor from their album Kook Soul and their song Just Marriage. And of course, we kicked that all off with Sleuth and Brave Knew Nothing. We are not friends yet. So you're listening to Tweets and Tunes. You can find us here every Wednesday morning from 6:30 a.m. till 8 a.m. on Vancouver Radio 101.9. As well, you can listen to us online for those of you in countries without radios but internet. 101.9, which is on www.citr.ca. And we are completely interactive. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/tweetsandtunes, on Twitter at tweetsandtunes, or you can go old school and phone in to the radio station. You can reach us at UBC-CITR. That's 604-822-2487. Call anytime. We're here always waiting and eager to talk to you. Okay, now for those of you who like your Irish music, who like your South Asian music, we got a little bit of Delhi to Dublin.
Don't know which way to go. Superman.
Okay. That was just The River and the Road. I originally liked this song because I thought it was Patron, but actually it's Patron. But both are good. Both the song, Patron, and Patron. Very, very good. And before that, you heard Delhi to Dublin from their album Turn Up the Stereo and Bali High. Great, great song, great album. As is The River and the Road. Their whole album is called The River and the Road. And there are several tracks, 13, I believe. You can go find them on iTunes. Vancouver band, although not all of them are originally from Vancouver, but making great music here now. And shout out on Facebook to Alex Badger. Yes, the lovely voice you heard on our Badger Child soundtrack that we played earlier. And mentioning on her Facebook page that she was giggling away as she was making lattes after hearing her first airplay on CITR. So shout out to Alex and all of her fans and friends that are liking her comment there. Great interaction this morning. I see my friend Bill Macaloney from Coopla is up tweeting away at his billions of followers on Facebook and Twitter. And you can actually catch Coopla coming up this Saturday. They've got a show at the Princeton Pub, which if you listened to our interview back with them a couple of weeks ago, they talked about that upcoming show. So fantabulous for them. And check it out. And great live band. They've got their new bassist in the house. And of course, you can see Bill and Bobby and Trisha. And that's right, their herpetologist, guitar player. So great music coming up this weekend. So speaking of great music, we are going to play A Little Wolfheart from their album, Subtle Bodies, and the song, Reality.
May just be a figment, may just be away. It hurts me to love you, and it hurts me to stay. This with sadness, is this all I get? For picking the dark horse and placing my bed. Well, if I can make you love me, and if I can make you pretend, no, no, I can make you want me, baby, then there's nothing else to recommend. I guess it has to end. Love is a madness, a backstabbing friend. It raises you up and tears you down in the end. If you've had this, I think you'll agree. You ain't no good for nothing, just as sad as can be.
Saturday, October 27th, Union Events presents Alan Stone live in concert with special guests Kingsick and Yuna at the Vogue Theater. Stone mixes elements of pop with soul and gospel into a soul-soothing sound, so don't miss his last Canadian tour stop. Tickets are $20 and can be purchased in advance through Zulu Records or online at unionevents.com or voguetheater.com. Doors open at 7, all ages are welcome.
Enjoy British Columbia's beautiful wilderness with the UBC Varsity Outdoors Club. Try your hand at hiking, backcountry skiing, rock climbing, kayaking, and much more. Whether you're a beginner or an expert, we have trips happening every week, usually at no cost.
I'm just living my dream.
Check us out online at ubc-voc.com.
Everybody who should live it, live it. Go and get it, you should live it, live it, live it.
We'll be right back.
Yes, that's right. Born this day in 1944, soul singer and producer Barry White. Also died 9 years ago today. Can you believe 9 years ago we lost both Johnny Cash and Barry White? It is sad, but it is true. Well, we do not have a lot of time left today. How quickly 90 minutes flies. You heard there, Wolfhard Heart kicked off that set from their album Subtle Bodies and their song Reality. After that, you heard No Sinner from their album Boo Hoo Hoo and Love is Madness. And we finished off with The Vibrating Beds from their song, from their album Singing the Blues and their song 6-8. So we've got DJ Jack Velvet in the Suburban Jungle coming up real soon. He should be walking to the studio any moment. And until then, we are going to play a couple of great local bands. Cobra and the Vulture coming up, and Jason and the Diatonics, who I saw at the Railway Club about 2 months ago. Lovely little duo, playing some great music. But kick it off, little Cobra and the Vulture before we send ourselves on our way.
I'm an early adopter, darling, newborn technology. Make you in my image, future industry. I'm a
That was Cobra and Vulture from their album Vocare and their song Early Adopter as a great exit portion of our show continues. DJ Jack Velvet now gracing the studio. And by the way, he is on Twitter now. You can find him on Twitter at Jack Velvet Radio. Follow him for all of his witty retorts and great segments about classic trailers. and cars. Suburban Jungle coming up next. We're going to leave you with Jason and the Diatonics from their album Million Miles of Trouble and the song Freak Show. But we will be back next Wednesday, but feel free not to wait until next Wednesday to listen to us. Our podcast will be up on the Facebook page, PDQ, and you can listen to songs that we're listening to by logging on to last.fm, and you can hear what we're playing before the next and upcoming show. So until next Wednesday, this is Jason with Tweets and Tunes, leaving you again with little Jason and the Diatonics.
Because we're faking it, yeah. We're faking it, yeah. Well, we're faking it, yeah. I'm ending this freak show, I'ma tell you. No, 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 no. No, 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 no.